South Africa, and it's very beautiful.
The kids' films, because kids love them, but it's jungle and animals and being exotic.
Coffee? Maybe coffee.
Physically fit. Physically fit.
First thing that comes to my mind is the ring-tailed lemur.
Disney movie.
Apart from the blockbuster animation Madagascar, people have little knowledge of the Indian Ocean island. The country is still facing difficulties since former President Mark Ravalomanana was toppled in 2009. Last November, a roadmap to elections was signed by the main political parties. The European Union said it would support the voting process. Prime Minister Omer Berizik has welcomed the EU's help.
In order for the elections to be credible, transparent, fair, and for the results to be recognized and accepted by everyone, I believe that the participation and the financial aid of the international community is strongly recommended.
Former British Ambassador Charles Mokan agrees that the EU's support is needed not only to address a political crisis, but also an economic crisis.
This time round, the Malagasy have no money, and it would certainly be beneficial if the EU could be involved. We could be sure that any ballot was fair and free, and also provide practical assistance to the political parties.
Do you think personally that the country is going to be able to organise free, fair elections and end the political crisis?
I would say that history doesn't suggest that that would be the case. Some of these election ballot stations are very, very isolated. There are many opportunities to tamper with ballots. But equally, if there is a support from the EU and other aid donors, they can help put in systems that will diminish the possibility for fraud.
The social stability of Madagascar also depends on the return of ex-president Mark Ravalomanana, something that is currently a contentious issue. Prime Minister Omer Berizik.
Les conditions donc ne sont pas encore tout à fait remplies.
Conditions are yet to be fulfilled in order for the ex-president to return to the country. Therefore, a common ground will have to be found so his return is done in a peaceful way and is accepted by the majority.
Last week, the former leader tried to come back to the island, but his plane was refused entry by the government. His unconditional return was agreed in the roadmap. However, transitional president Rajoelina is unclear about keeping his promise. This new setback could threaten the country's political stability. Raissa Youssouf, UCF International News.